Blog Talk Radio.
It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for V's After Dark. As usual, I'm your host, Miss V the Toy Lady, and yes, I'm hype. Woo! If this is your first time listening, you're in for a really sexy, freaky good time. V's After Dark is brought to you by V's After Dark Pleasure Products, your one-stop shopping for everything that's pleasurable. Check us out on the web at thetoylady.com. That's thetoylady.com. Tonight's show topic is friends. You know, and what is your definition of friendship? And another thing I want to tell you about my sexy guest that I'll be calling in a little while, the sexy, beautiful, oh my God, MILF, Cam Girl. Sammy Brooks. She'll be answering some of your questions, a whole lot of my questions. And, as usual, I'll be taking her to the V-spot. But before I call Sammy, I want you guys to know that I, your girl Miss V, will be at Exotica Atlantic City next week. Woo, I can't help it. You know, like, woo! Going to have so much fun. We're going to be at booth 713 across from Star Valley, and I'm going to be airing live there. So we got 3 days of me, 2 hours a day sexy. The times are posted on the Blog Talk Radio site. Next week we'll be talking about that also. Make sure you stop by, get some sexy purchases, get that ever so beautiful Who is V calendar, starring me and some of the hottest ladies in the city of Detroit. And it's going to be some very beautiful women from Atlantic City there. And this week is your last chance to win that VIP pass. If you don't know what I'm talking about, if you're going to be in Atlantic City next week, you get a chance to win a one-day VIP pass to Exotica. All you got to do is go purchase the Who is V calendar. Drop off your name, number, telephone number where I could call you, and next week will be the final drawing. The value of that is $69. You cannot exchange this for cash, so if you don't plan on being there, you can't get the money. But you'll still get a calendar, so you figure $69 versus $25 for a calendar, we got it going on. Also, oh Lord, I'm hot as hell. Oh, Lord. Also, if you want to keep on top of everything that's going on with me, you can contact me on Twitter at Miss V the Toy Lady. That's MSV as in vivacious, DATOYLADY. Or check out the Facebook page, V's After Dark Pleasure Products. Also, as in every week, I'll be doing a live demo at the end of the show of the Toy of the Week. This week's toy is the Squill 2. This product can be purchased on the homepage of thetoylady.com. So sit back, listen, call in with your questions to 646-716-8041. Oh, Lord, we are hot tonight. I'm hot. Anybody else hot? I'm going to talk about tonight's show topic, a friend. And before I get into it, I went and pulled it from the Webster's Dictionary. I'm going to hit on a couple of topics. Friend, what do you call a friend? And also, is the pussy and dick worth killing for? Is it really that serious? those are two things I'm going to talk about. The first thing I'm going to talk about, friend, because it's a dear thing to me, and I always have a show topic, and I'll be asking Sammy how she feels about this. I'm going to read you. Woo. I know y'all saying, why she huffing, but I was up here wobbling, y'all. Shit. Bitch can't be trying to wobble before the show and not calm down first. So, you know, y'all going to hear me doing a lot of wooing because I'm hot up in here. Make me want to take some clothes off. But before I get to that, the definition for a friend, and this came from the Merriam-Webster's Dictionary, a friend, one attached to another, affectionately or esteem, acquaintance, one that is not hostile, one that is part of the same nation, party, or a group, one that favors or promotes something as a charity, a favorite companion. And the reason why I'm hitting on friends, because a lot of people use the term friend very loosely. And I've noticed that, you know, being that I'm out there more and more, a lot of people will say, oh, that's my friend. This is my friend. I consider you a friend. Well, along with that, Webster's definition of a friend, basically someone who you're really close to and that you admire and that you cherish. You know, I pulled some other definitions. And at the end of the day, it all boils down to one thing with the friend. This is somebody who you respect. And when I say you respect, to me, if I allow you into my inner circle, you are a friend. A friend is someone who has your back through thick and thin, through good and bad. A friend is the person who you can cuss out. They could cuss you out, but at the end of the day, everybody comes back to the same place. A friend is not someone who stabs you in the back. A friend doesn't go off on you when they're wrong. And if they do go off on you, they take that cool down time. They come back and they say, hey, I fucked up. That's what a friend does. A friend is a person who, when you look at them at the end of the day or when you go to bed, you don't want to go to bed mad at that person. That's what a friend is. I'm not talking about a lover. I'm talking about a friend. I'm not talking about the person you're having sex with. I'm not talking about the person you're doing business with. I'm talking about your friend, that person that, regardless of what hell goes on, has your back. That person will tell you when you done fucked up, and that person will keep it real with you. And you will respect them for telling you that. And I think that sometimes, as time goes on, people tend to figure if they have any type of a relationship with a person, that means they're a friend. To me, I have friends, I have associates, and I have acquaintances. And what I mean is my friends are part of my true inner circle. My friends are the people who know where I live. They know my real name. They know things about my family. They know things that other people don't know. Sometimes they may even know about my personal life, depending on how deep our friendship is. My acquaintances may know me on a business level. They'll know the things I do with business. They may or may not know me a little bit on a personal level, but definitely they're more of an acquaintance. And an associate is somebody who I deal with strictly on business, and we don't ever cross that line because it's about business. And I'm signifying this week because we have to stop using the term friend loosely. Just because a person talks to you does not mean they're your friend. Just because a person gives you their phone number does not mean they're your friend, because friends respect each other. Friends will have your back when shit gets rough. Friends are the ones who, when shit goes downhill or when you are being an asshole, will say, hey, bitch, you fucked up. And you might not like it. You ain't got to understand it. But at the end of the day, you're going to respect it. And that's what my thing of a friend is. I know that I'm hyper, I know I'm hot, and I'm not going to ponder on the friendship thing too hard, because I think that when we get into it, a lot of people will hear what's going on. But another thing, lately, at least here in Detroit where I'm at, in the past week we've had 3 killings of what I call pussy killings or attempted pussy killings. And is it that serious? Is the dick or the pussy that serious that you got to go kill for that shit? You got to go kill that person because you don't want to see them with somebody else. Seriously, men, women, come to the realization, is it worth killing that person over? You don't want nobody else to have them? Well, guess what? If you kill them and you're still alive, you ain't got them either. That person may or may not come back to you. There's an old saying from when I grew up to say, if you really love something, you'll let it go. And when you love somebody, you're supposed to let them go if they don't want to be there, because that is something that you have to respect. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't care if it's pussy on pussy, dick on dick, dick on pussy. We got to start valuing ourselves, because nobody's going to value you the way you do. And just because a person doesn't want to be with you does not mean that you have to go and kill them. It's okay for someone not to be with you. But what we can't be doing, and I don't care if you 50, you 60, you 5, you 10, you 15, you 20, you 25, 35, 40. We got to come to the realization, we don't own anybody. And I know it sounds like a lot, but that's passionate. It's hurt me really hard this week to every single day see that a person has died. This week it's been 3 women who have died because men have killed them over them no longer wanting to be with them. The youngest young lady this week was 19 years old. He shot her dead on her porch. That shit ain't cool. He ended up turning himself in. He's 18, she's 19, whole life to live. She's never going to see her life. And he's 29. Oh, my God. Then we had two or three double murder suicides, husband and wife killing each other for whatever reason. Nothing is that hard. If you don't want that person to be with you, and I'm sorry, somebody going to say I'm wrong for this, and I will take the flag. But shit, if you feel you got to kill them, get rid of your own damn self. That way you still ain't got to worry about being with them, because either way you're not going to be with that person. But don't go take their damn life because you fucked up. And I know that y'all saying this bitch is on a tangent, but it's hurt me, because in less than a week, I've had to wake up every single day to somebody who I don't know. Somebody's child died. That 19-year-old could have been my child, especially when that man put that gun to her mama's head and said, get your ass back in the house, after he blew her away. That shit is cruel and cold. At the end of the day, the pussy and the dick ain't worth it. I tell people in a heartbeat, sometimes it's better to be by yourself than to be with some of these people out here. And this has nothing to do with race. This has to do with get over it. And I'm going to quit harping on that, because I could go on all night about this shit, and I ain't going to lie to you. It's something that's really hard for me to deal with. Caller from the 215, hey, baby, I see you. Welcome to the show. Everybody, I'm going to lighten up this mood. You know, I just had to get that off my chest. It's something that's really passionate to me. Sometimes I have to get on that little side of it. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a minute to get myself recouped and bring y'all into the same area that I am. And 215, don't hang up, sweetie. I hear you. I see you there. I know you're listening. I'm going to go take a few minutes, recoup. I want y'all to listen to some my favorite music, because I'm going to take it old school tonight. We're going to Shante Moore.
Da da da.
Everybody, I am back. Oh my goodness. Had to take a little breather, and I'm saying, okay, welcome back. Miss V is here. Woo! All I can say is that I want to thank everybody. You know, it's Tuesday. I love getting sexy and hot and wet for you. Don Calypso, baby, welcome. I see you in the chat room. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. I'm like on hype mode tonight, y'all. For one, I'm on hype mode because we are a week from Exotica, and I know you guys like, why is she so hyper? But, yes, I'm loving this shit. Atlantic City, I've never been, so not only do I get a chance to do my show live from Atlantic City so I can see all the sexy people, I get to be there on the boardwalk. Hopefully it's a little cooler. I mean, a little warmer, not cooler. Don't want to see no more cold, y'all. Sorry about that. Want to see some warmth. Oh, but I just want to have some fun. And I'm going to have Mini-Me with me. And I know you guys always hear me talk about Mini-Me. But Mini-Me, I love her. You know, all I got to say is y'all got to come see. If you have been looking at the pictures on Blog Talk, Mini-Me is the one in the yellow for on the Exotica pages that I've posted. And you have to meet that bubbly personality of Mini-Me. And the reason why I call her Mini-Me, because that is my Mini-Me. You can't run a business by yourself. And that is my beautiful little one. And I love her. And she knows it. And I know y'all say she talking about it. Yeah, I love that child. Woo, but this week, I'm loving my guests. If you guys have never met Sammy Brooks, not only is she a beautiful, voluptuous, sexy woman, she is like so drop-dead gorgeous. And she's a MILF. And, oh my God. You got to know who she is. All I can say is that more breasts. Y'all know I got lost in the breast this week. I mean, last week. I'll probably be lost in the breast again. And, wow, I'm loving this. Next week's show, let me tell you guys about next week. Next week is all about my thank yous and my acknowledgments. I'm not having a guest come on because I'm going to be preparing for Exotica, and it's not fair to them to really give them the time they want, knowing that I'm going to be talking about me. I love me. I love me some me. So I'm going to be having it open to the guests. I'm going to be saying thank you to a lot of people because I've been on the air almost 3 months now, and it doesn't seem like that. And I don't think it's fair for me to at least not once in a while thank the people who help me, who are behind the scenes, who stay in my ear, who tell me to shut the hell up, sit down, calm down, you know, everything that I do. And next week, you know, I'm not going to call some people by name because they're not public people and they prefer not to be, but definitely I'll be acknowledging them. And, you know, I know some of them listen, some of them don't. A lot of them listen because they give me my pointers and let me know when I'm talking too much, when I'm talking too fast. And I just have to acknowledge them. Plus, you get to ask me all your questions, you know, tell me the things that you want to see. If you're going to be at Exotica, we're going to talk about sex positions. You know, I might get some of the guests that are going to be an Exotica to call in, haven't confirmed that, you know, but it's going to be about you. So next week is the week where if you want to call in and you want to holler at your girl and you just want to chat and talk, you know, it's going to be about that. It's going to be a lot of music playing. It's going to be a lot of hyperness. Naturally, I'm always going to be doing the sex toy of the week. You know, not going to go let y'all go without that, because those following 3 days after that, you'll have a little break. And then you'll have me on the air Friday, Saturday, and a Sunday. They're all going to be at different times. Right now, I think on that Friday, we'll be on the air at 7 p.m., we'll be going from 7 to 9, I believe, because we'll be on a little bit earlier. Or it's going to be either 7 to 9 or 8 to 10. I'll have to check the schedule. And then that Saturday, I think the time will be the same. And then Sunday, we're going to be midday. So definitely don't have your babies near you, because we're going to be in the middle of the day that day. And because Exotica shuts down early, so we will definitely give you the 2 hours. But I've got people already telling me they're going to stop by, and it's going to be a fun show. Like I said, I've done Exotica before, so doing Exotica is not going to be new for me. But being on the radio at Exotica is going to be fabulous. And, oh, my God, you know, just some of the things that I'm going to be doing there. And, you know, being a little bit different. It's been a minute since, I mean, you guys might not understand it, but it's, you know, a minute since I've been in the public eye. You know, I'm always behind the computer. I'm always doing things. But I'm always there. And I just love it. You know, like I said, I'm on hype mode this week. I'm on really major hype mode. And sometimes people don't understand what that is, but it's a high that you get even when you're doing things. And, oh, I've got some special guests coming up. I've got Flash Brown when I come back. I've got the T.S. Wendy Williams locked in for May. I've got Rochelle Ryan coming in. I've got Miss Amani Rose at the end of May. I've got some hot people lined up, and these people have confirmed. So we're going to, you know, definitely you want to continue to listen. You definitely don't want to say, oh, she's boring this week, because I've got some of the hottest guests coming on. Flash Brown is going to be fun. You know, I've been trying, we've been back and forth trying to get this guest on, so I'm loving it. Like I said, the T.S. Wendy Williams, her and her hotness, and if you've never seen her, that's another hot female, you know. I'm going to have fun with everybody. And what I'm going to do, because my guest needs to have a little bit of time to prep, I'm going to do something that I normally wouldn't do. And you guys know that I have all my favorite songs. And, you know, this is a sex show. So, you know, don't go nowhere. I'm going to play one more song, and then when we come back, I'll have my guest. And I hope you enjoy it.
Gotta say too much from the look in your eyes. I can tell you wanna fuck.
And you ain't gotta call me a boo. Just
as
bad as you wanna fuck,
I wanna fuck. No, no, no. You ain't gotta say too much from the look in your eyes. I can tell you wanna fuck.
And you ain't gotta call me a boo. Just as bad as you wanna fuck, I wanna fuck. Too.
Hello. Please state your name after the tone, and Google Voice will try to read.
Looking at your hips got me thinking about how deep and you won't try to go. You heard about no limit soldiers. We get up in it and hit it harder than Taylor Hoya. I thought I told you soldier draws, cover my ball. I'm known for ripping the pussy walls. I heard you got the kill. I can see it all in your grill. Can you ride me like a black Mercedes? And make me say that shit I never did when I'm the latest. I got a woman, so I'm not looking for love. I just want to fit your glove. Get a couple of and I'm out just like a thug. And hit me on my page if you want it. It's soldier passion, so get up on it if you want it.
You ain't gotta say too much from the look in your eyes. I can tell you wanna fuck.
And you ain't gotta call me a boo. Just as bad as you wanna fuck, I wanna fuck too.
No, no, no. You ain't gotta say too much from the look in your eyes. I can tell you wanna fuck.
And you ain't gotta call me a boo. Just as bad as you wanna fuck, I wanna fuck too. Put me on the counter in the kitchen, and baby, call my body with some ice cream. Leave me from there to 12, and then me over 69 and be the next thing. I wanna taste your body all night long. From sun up to sundown, I wanna make you moan.
You ain't gotta say too much from the look in your eyes. I can tell you wanna fuck.
And you ain't gotta call me your boo. Just as bad as you wanna fuck, I wanna fuck too.
No, no, no. You gotta say too much from the look in your eyes. I can tell you wanna fuck.
And you ain't gotta call me a boo. Just as bad as you wanna fuck, I wanna fuck too.
Killing like a candle, and get you in the places the light won't show. I'll take my time and do it slow. I'll do my oral exercises right between your thighs. It's so very pleasurable. I'll go places he won't go. Let's keep it on the low, low. So you won't know. Let's take it to the floor. You ain't
don't know you. You ain't gotta say too much. From the look in your eyes, I can tell you wanna fuck.
You ain't gotta call me your boo.
I hope everybody liked that. I love the fuck song. I mean, there is like no better song to be listening to when you want to get in the mood, especially when you telling your man, all I want to do is fuck. And I know you want to fuck. I mean, you can't get much more raw than that. Oh my God. I'm hyped tonight. I'm loving this. But you know, you guys, I have on my line holding someone who is, oh my God, ever so sexy, beautiful, nice breast. Y'all know, I guess y'all don't figure out I love breast. But I've got just this beautiful, sexy lady waiting in my room. And I want to introduce her. Tonight's guest is adult film cam star, Miss Sammy Brooks.
Love it.
Hey baby, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
Well, I'm doing absolutely fabulously wet now after listening to that song and thinking about your sexy ass.
Well, you know, you still got the breast in the world, you know. As they say, I had to touch the boobies.
You are so damn cute. Oh my goodness, I love it. And thank you for having me on the show. I absolutely love your show. You're amazing, and every time I see you in person, you're like cute as a bug there.
Well, you know what? I like that. You know, I haven't been called cute as a bug there. Wow, you know. But I want to welcome you to V's After Dark, and how are you doing tonight, sweetie?
I am doing fan-fucking-tabulous. Just got done throwing some dinner in the oven, and I'm going to get my sexy ass ready for my cam show after I'm done playing with you for a little while.
Oh, I get to play with you, Bia. And you guys, I don't even have to pay for it. Damn, I'm lucky.
I know, right? I will give you – you're my girl, so you know you get everything from me.
Well, I love you, too. You know, and you know that is the truth, because, you know, I see you everywhere. I be like, you're Sammy.
I know the ABNs was so awesome. Oh, my gosh, I had so much fun this year. It was a blast.
It was. You know what? It was better than last year. So I got to say, it definitely was a whole lot of fun this year, you know, especially, you know, seeing that they did improve on that nonsense from last year. I still wish y'all could have showed y'all boobies, though. I'm not feeling that not showing y'all boobies and stuff.
You know what? I think you need to be filling mine and showing yours.
You know what? I don't think anybody want to see mine. Mine, you know.
Oh, I would.
They hang a little low.
I'll take it. Hey. When they hang low, that means I can bend down even farther on you.
Oh, God. Okay, before we get, you know, have phone sex, everybody, why don't you tell your, oh, my God, tell the listeners a little bit about yourself, baby.
Well, let's see. Besides being wet and horny 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you know, I'm working really hard at, you know, I've done very well at building my name in the cam industry, which I need to give a huge shout out to the studio that I work for, KGB Studios. They're based out of Florida. He has a virtual studio, and we're umbrellaed under, you know, the fabulous webcam site StreamMate. So, I mean, I just have to give a huge shout out to them, because if I wouldn't have built my name so big with KGB Studios and StreamMate, nobody would have ever known who the hell I was, you know. And then I've done so well at building up my sex monster base and just busting my ass getting out there,
okay,
you know, at these conventions.
Hey, sweetie, before we go any farther, let everybody – see, I know what your sex monsters are, but everybody don't know what a sex monster is.
Well, the second you come in contact with me via Twitter, Facebook, you know, my cam shows, you are one of my sex monsters. And, you know, that's my pet name, and it is the one thing I, you know, I have to have a pet name for everybody. Like, you're my sexy V on my phone.
everybody has a little,
I know, right? I have a pet name for everybody. So, you know, like my pug is Scooter Pie, so it's, I don't know, I've got a name fetish. I get, that's my fetish. Jeez, okay, I got a name fetish. So watch out, if I ever get to fuck you, oh boy, the names are going to come out.
Wow. Okay, don't tempt me. Like I'm staying on script tonight. Okay, I'm staying on script.
All
okay,
right. All
let
right.
me stay on
script. I might
script.
Not.
That's
I might
right.
not.
Okay, you know, you're, everybody, I've had a chance to read your bio, get your information, meet you in person, but the biggest thing is that you are a MILF, and just, I know what a MILF is, but a lot of other people listening might not know what a MILF is. So can you tell
well, let's
them?
Educate these sex monsters. Yes, a MILF is a mother I would like to fuck. And I'm actually a mom. I have a kid in college, you know. So I am actually a mom. You know, and of course, while my kid was in high school and everything, yeah, there was lots of boys that were always showing up. It was, yeah, it was quite the interesting, you know, yeah, thing. And I was one of the, you know, popular bartenders in the town that I lived in up in Washington State, you know. And so everybody knew who I was. And now it's going to be so weird now that I've shot porn going home, because I'm planning on going back to Washington State in the next month and a half. Oh, my gosh. It's going to be – oh, I'm going to be calling you and telling you. We're going to be doing another interview on that one.
Oh, that, and you know what? I will more than welcome it because I love hearing about that. But I'm going to ask you a question. Like I said, I got a chance to read, and unlike a lot of people who got into the industry, you actually started later on in life. So what made you get into porn so late in life compared to the rest of them?
Right, right. You know, I wasn't going to. You know, I had, and everybody that knows me knows that I swore to everybody I would never, ever, ever start shooting porn. And then I just had this, I went to Germany to work with the Monkey Bars at the Venus show in Berlin. And this was, oh, gosh, back in, was this, I think it was last October or something. I can't remember. It was somewhere before Christmas. Anyway, so I'm there with Tara Lynn Fox and the Monkey Bar Boys. And, you know, I'm like, shit. You know, and I had fans that actually came up and recognized me from webcamming. And they're like, how come you're not shooting porn? I would love to watch your movies. And I'm like, no, 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 it's not for me. And then, of course, I had a couple drinks after, okay, during the show, after the show, at the hotel. And I was sitting there talking to a couple fellow porn stars, and I just said to myself, you know what? What do I have to lose? I'm single. I don't plan on getting married. I have nobody to, you know, give me any shit about what I do. So I was like, I'm going to give a little bit more back for my fans. So that way when I'm not on cam, they can actually go watch my movies, you know, stroke their cock, have a great time, and then come into my cam show and enjoy actual live interaction with me. Well, virtual live interaction. And so I did my first scene with Reality Hardcore, and that was in, I believe, November. And it was fun. And plus, I don't have a sex life. Everybody thinks that I have sex all the time, but I don't because I'm, you know, I keep everything very clean because I don't want to create any issues with the industry. So I typically stay with everybody in the industry. So if I'm going to have sex with somebody, it's going to be somebody who's, you know, in the same line of work as me, only because of the fact that I don't want any issues at all. So, you know, I did my first scene, had a blast, had, you know, people just loved it and just kept going. And now I actually just signed on with Ideal Image Models. They're based out of up in Northern California. So those are that's my agent now. And any bookings for any, you know, upcoming scenes or whatever, or parties or hosting, they can go through Ideal Models, Image Models.
Well, that's great. Now I'm going to ask you something
yeah.
that a lot of people probably don't ask you.
Nice.
And, well, you know what? Because everybody always asks you, fuck, you know. But I'm going to get it.
Right.
When, you know, Sammy Brooks, we know that's your cam name. How did you come up with that name? Because, you know, I'm always interested, you know, like, is this a variation of something? And I'm going to say this, shout out to Naomi, because Naomi always asks people, and she's like, there's a rule on coming up with your porn name. It has to be, you know, if you had to. No, she says, I guess there's a thing that if you do porn, your porn name should be, if you follow the rules, that it should be the first street that you lived on and your first pet. And that's your porn name. So I was like, okay, well, You know, and she always does that. And so, Naomi, I'm biting off of you. But, you know, we... You know, if you're listening, sweetie, yes, I'm biting. I ain't got no problem saying
that. That is so funny. That's the first I've heard of that one. Actually, my whole thing came about because before I started webcamming, which is 3 years ago, I bartended, and then I had this fabulous idea that I thought was a fabulous idea come about me. I had a girlfriend that had a tanning salon she was selling, and I knew her for 11 years, and so I bought the business from her, took every single last penny I had to borrow money because I thought I was going to be this, like, total businesswoman, which I am. I'm a great businesswoman. But I never owned a goddamn tanning salon. I knew how to get in the goddamn bed and turn the lights on, but I didn't know how to run a goddamn business. So it failed, you know, which there's a little more in-depth to that whole conversation. But, you know, I lost my business, lost the house I was getting ready to buy. And so I was like, what the hell am I going to do in order to survive? Because my kid's in college now. I'm just like, fuck. So I Googled. I was literally at home. And I was like, sexy mom at home making money. And webcam just like popped up all over the freaking place. So, and I was dancing at the time. I was driving all the way from freaking Mount Vernon, Washington, all the way down to Seattle, Washington, to Portland, Oregon, just to go dance because there was no clubs anywhere close, which at the time I didn't want anybody to see me naked, but now the whole world has. freaking whole world doesn't see my vagina.
Hey, that's all right. I haven't seen your vagina, so not the whole world. I've seen plenty
of boobies. Oh, you
haven't? You know what? I try to. But it's like everybody I meet, as much as I try to do my research on them, if it's somebody that I've actually met, and I know the real personality, it's hard for me to go watch them on any type of camera or anything.
Right, right. You know, no, I get that because when I do a movie, like I just had my Brazzers scene release, and I was watching the trailer, and I get so embarrassed to watch myself. Like, and I'm so critical because I'm looking at it, I'm like, oh, my God, I'm bigger than I was last year. I'm like, oh, my freaking God, that's it. I'm like, I am so joining Weight Watchers, it's not even funny. Like, either I need to find a man to fuck the shit out of me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and work the shit off.
Oh, my goodness.
But anyway, back to getting my name. So I was working at a strip club, and I started off with the name Sonia. Okay, I don't look like Sonia.
Name. A nice, clean name.
Yeah, but you know, it just wasn't working for me. So, and you know, like everybody else does, I love my country music. It's one of those things, you know, I'm from Kansas originally. I love country. And and so
I wear that cowboy hat everywhere, even in the club. Guys, when she's in Vegas, whenever you see her, if you see her without a cowboy hat on, there's a problem because it's not coming off her head. At the white party. We're talking about a beautiful ass female at the white party in white and what
in my fabulous white dress that I spilled fucking wine on.
Oh my god! And what?
Oh yeah, I was so
pissed. Her head, a cowboy hat,
but goddamn cowboy hat.
But she can get away with it. She is one of the people, you know. As they said, with that being her style, you wear the hell out that cowboy hat. You know,
well, you know, I went to the AVN Awards and I had on this elegant black dress. And what did I have on my head?
A cowboy hat.
Who was I sitting next? I was sitting next to freaking Nina Hartley in the suite watching the awards. And I got on the hat.
Hey, but that everybody knows you. That's your signature, you know. And there's
exactly
with your signature. But, you know, I've got some more questions for you because, like I said, we like girlfriends. So we be talking.
Oh,
all
gosh.
Night.
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned, well, I'm going to kind of jump around with some of these questions. You mentioned that,
oh, go ahead.
You mentioned what monkey bars, and, you know, when I first met you, you were wearing the monkey bars. And
right.
Tell everybody, because I know that they're going to say monkey bars, what the hell is this? I can't, you know what, you could probably describe it better than I can, because I'm.
Right, well, because, you know, I have a pair, and I've used them, and it's one of the most amazing sex belts that's been invented by Mike. And when I first met him, it was before I met you, it was the New Jersey Exotica before the AVNs. And that was, I think, November before the first AVN that I met you at when I was wearing the monkey bars. And what it is, it's a sex belt. You know, it's got, it's a, it was, when he first created it, it was a wrestling belt style. And he put these handles on it. And it's made for the guy or the girl, you know, whatever your partner is. Could be a fucking elephant. Who knows? And you grab onto these handlebars and you get really deep, yummy penetration while you're having sex. And so your partner doesn't, you know, go anywhere. So whoever has a hold of these monkey bars has control of the sex, which is, and talk about deep penetration, holy fucking shit.
Oh, my
it's,
God.
Like, amazing. Yes. So, and they're great friends of mine. I love them to death. I haven't seen them in so long, but I'm getting ready to go up to L.A. for another award show here pretty soon. So hopefully I'll run into them there.
Well, you also talked about working for Braziers. Now, I can't say I haven't seen your films with Braziers, but you were talking about working for them because their stuff is like, some of that shit is kind of hardcore. You know, it's almost like, depending on what which movie you're watching, it's some S&M. So how is it working for them?
Oh, boy. Well, you know, me, I'm always booked as the MILF because, you know, I am a MILF. So all my scenes have been MILF scenes. You know, and if any of you out there want to see or want the links to all my films, just follow me on Twitter, SammyBrook69, and I'll give you the links to them. But, you know, I mean, I do hardcore porn, yes, but I haven't done a lot of the total S&M, you know, that's more Mr. C kind of craziness there. But they, you know, I did the first scene that I did for Brazzers, one of their affiliate sites was Mofos, and I had so much fun. I mean, they are just amazing people to work with. The producers are just the nicest people. You know, their hair and makeup artists are amazing. They really cater to everybody who comes and shoots with them. I mean, absolutely amazing. And I'll be honest with you, I have not worked with one production company that has let me down yet. Everybody that I've worked with has been amazing completely. Which is, you know, something that a lot of people can't say. But I'm really easy to get along with, too. So I think that is a lot, you know, a lot more workable. Wait, is that a word? Workable? It is now.
Yeah. Hey, we'll create a word.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, shit. Oh, let me check the dinner. It's in the oven.
Damn you.
I totally forgot. Oh, my God.
Please
oh,
don't
shit,
burn your house down.
No, it's been.
Please don't
then.
Burn.
Are you guys
don't.
Hungry?
I am. What do we got for dinner, you know?
I'm doing like a Tex-Mex bake.
Oh,
it was
I'll
like
be,
this.
I'll be there.
Okay, perfect. Okay, wait. Let's see. How do you turn? Okay, I just moved in this house, so I'm trying to figure everything out.
You know, I'll be catching a red eye out there after the show.
Sweet. It's, oh, my God, it smells good. Yeah, so I can not only be sexy on cam, but I actually can cook, too. It's kind of nice.
And, see, this is the beauty of talking to a person who does a cam show. You know they're at home, so unlike other people where you'd be like, are you kidding me? You're at home? No, you know, I'm have you ever made dinner for any of your guests?
Oh, my goodness. You know, well, I haven't made it for them, but I've done my yummy cooking shows.
Oh.
You know, so as long as nobody's in the house, you know, and I just got this house, which I'm absolutely in love with, and I can't wait to do another, you know, erotic cooking show. It's going to be so much fun. I like to get naked, break up the vegetables, get on the counter, fuck myself, you know, and
wow.
actually cook while I'm in there. Yeah.
Damn. Okay. You know what? See, well, you got my mind going. You got
really?
My mind going. You know, I'm saying those
I have that effect on people.
Okay, now, you know, last week I interviewed somebody that we both know and love, DJ Solid. Okay. So she had me going with the boobies last week. I got lost in the boobies. So y'all not going to do this to me 2 weeks in a go.
I love it. Well, if I do, I'll be gentle.
Well, I hope you will be. Please be gentle. No, you can spank the hell out of me. Fuck that. You know, let's keep it real. You know, just going to beat my ass.
Let me bend that goddamn ass over and spank the hell out of you, girl.
You know I love it. So, I'm going to, like I said, we're staying on script this week because I'm hyper and I'm high. And I know you didn't get a chance to hear the beginning of my show, but before I do a warm-up before I come on air. and I do the wobble. So I try to get hyper, and I'm doing the wobble dance. So I'm up here by myself acting silly, and I'm wobbling. And, you know, I'm being hyper. Plus, I'm doing Exotica next week. So I'm doing the one in Atlantic City, and, you know, that's the first time they're in Atlantic City.
I so wish I was going. Oh, my gosh. I wish I was able to go.
So
that would be so much fun.
And I'm going to be on the air live from there. So can you imagine 2 hours a day live in Exotica? Yes. You know that was.
You know I'm going to be calling you.
You know that was a lot of negotiations to get this
show. Right?
Because you know you just can't do it. You know, even if
right.
you got a show, you just can't say, boom, I'm going to do it. You have to kind of let them know and see if it's okay. You know, so we had talks, you know, naturally me being the sexy, fabulous me, you know, pulled some books here, you know. Let me talk to you about this. It really wasn't that hard. I've done Exotica before. And shout out to the people at Exotica, especially Adrian. You know, you've had my back.
Oh, my God. I love Adrian. He's awesome.
So
shout out to the fabulous Adrian.
Oh, my God. So, yes, you know, I'm not going to sit there and act like I've got some connection and nobody has. No, it's Adrian, and, you know, he's just fabulous. You know, he has no problem helping anybody, you know.
Oh,
but,
and he busts his ass to get those shows going with all the with everybody coming, you know, the vendors and the stars, and he really does work hard, and he takes the time to actually talk to each and every person.
He plays.
You know, to make sure, yeah, which is.
yes, Adrian, I'm talking about you, yeah. I know you play hard. Still waiting on my
phone. Oh, my gosh, that is funny. Oh, my gosh, I love it.
Well, you know, he's one of the reasons why I really got my name out there, because when we did Chicago last year, last moment he comes up to me, he's like, can you do this seminar? And I'm like, what? What do I have to do? And it was foreplay, so definitely, you know, I'm an expert on that shit. I had like
right.
8 minutes notice for this seminar. I'm like,
oh my goodness.
Yeah, you know, we're talking no notice, and we had fun. I had fun doing it, and my fabulous assistant, who I won't call by name, who I'm sure is listening, you know, he sent Minnie Me, which is my daughter, to videotape it. So I'm talking, you know, I'm talking shit. So I'm like, I'm looking at her, like, waving her ass on, and she's like, no, I got to do this, you know. So it's like, naturally, this, you know, this is work for all of us. So it's like, okay, I got to forget that she's there, because this is work, and we have to deal with this. And you know what? I'm glad that he had her do the video. You know, I was, you know, I'm not used to her hearing me act a fool and talk shit. But, you know, at the end of the day, hats off to my assistant who told her, no, take your ass back over there. We'll deal with your mom later, you know, because this is, you know, got to deal with it. But one of my questions I got for you has, and being that you're a cam girl, so people interact with you all the time. Your fans, unlike a lot of people, get to interact with you whenever they want to. Have you ever agreed to meet a fan?
You know, I had thought about doing that, you know, because I've been doing this, like I said before, for 3 years. And I thought about doing that before. But when it comes down to it, safety is my main concern. You know, even though I get to know someone so well and I see their cock on cam, or which not every person turns. Yeah, I mean, because, you know, they can turn their cam on if they take me into a private show if they want to, or if they have the nerve to or whatever. You know, even though I get really, really close to them, it's still a matter of safety, you know, and which I tell a lot of new girls. You know, and there's stories of cam girls who have, you know, met people or went on trips with some of the guys, you know, and they don't come back, you know. So it's just, it's a safety issue, definitely 100%. But, you know, these girls, they just have to be smart, you know, get to know your customers, or my sex sponsors, as I call them, you know, get to know them on a personal level. You know, like I'd say 90% of my sex sponsors, you know, I know what their wives do. I know what their family does. I know how many kids they have. I know, you know, what they do on the weekends. And so it's, I know them so personally, but meeting, I don't know. It's one of those, it's a catch 22. It's like, would I want to, especially when I get to know someone so very well, intimately like that? Oh my God, I would love to 99.9% of the time. But I still have that scare inside of my mind. like, am I going to come back alive? Or because you never know. Everybody on cam is totally different off cam. Well, not everybody, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, that's what a nice big security person is for, you know, tech security
exactly.
with you.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and I was going to do Win a Date with Sammy, and it was actually going to be a televised program, and I'm not going to say the network or anything because they weren't able to do it because a certain webcam model got a little jealous, and because I was doing a raffle while I was on webcam, and it was $10 a ticket, and there was going to be three different guys that were going to be brought onto this network, and it was going to be a reality show, and it was going to be in L.A., and it was going to – or a documentary – on dating a webcam or meeting a webcam girl or some shit like that. And I got in trouble, and so I had to tell them I couldn't promote it on my webcam show, and then didn't get to do that. But you know, I thought about doing the Win a Date with Sammy, but I'm gonna have to run it through one of my social networks, and then of course, mm-hmm. you know, I'd have the bodyguard and all that there because I wouldn't want some psycho person like trying to chop my head off, because then I'll have to cut their balls off. That wouldn't go so well.
Well, you know, I understand that, and, you know, you could chop their balls off. They probably don't realize that you really could. They'd be diced and sliced.
And you know what? But half of them would probably like it. I mean, there's some ball-cutting fetishes out there. No, I'm kidding.
Hey, you know, what is it? What's that? They're always there with us. The cam people, the ones who has the doctor and all them, you know, they had a big stage. Watch, I can't remember now, and they're going to probably, and I got one of their T-shirts. So I'll remember. But it's like camp. Is it cam for sale or peeps for sale? You know, they always have the big stage. And then
you mean clips for sale?
Clips for sale, yeah. Because you know, last year, the first year that they moved over to the Hard Rock, they got in trouble because you know the stuff that we were doing over at the Venetian, which I was part of some of that nonsense. That's why I say that we were doing because I got caught up in that nonsense at the Venetian.
That's so
funny. Well, you know, they got that damn machine that is supposed to make you come, and I guess they didn't realize.
Oh, my God.
I was on top of that, you know, the one that you put on the club when they put you on the booty shorts.
Oh, yeah.
My ass was too big for the fucking booty shorts. You know,
But that's what I love about the Exoticas and everything else, because the AVN convention is so freaking uptight. I mean, because you remember when you saw me at Exotica, I was walking around with painted nipples from my glitter goddess, Sam. You know, she does all that body glitter. And when I go to the AVNs, you can't do that. You get in trouble for everything.
But that's only because they moved it to the Hard Rock when it was at when it was over at the Venetian before.
Right.
Everything was allowed. I mean, as long as you were in the confines of the convention area, you were cool over there. And that was the big difference. And that's why I was like, I'm still not feeling some of the things, plus all the different rooms and the floors, because over there it's more.
That's just ridiculous.
It's crazy. But you know what? Hey, at the end of the day, you know, they're looking at their bottom line, and apparently the Hard Rock offers something that nobody on the strip was offering. It's not my place to try to figure out what they were doing. Hopefully, when the contract is up with the Hard Rock, they'll move back to the strip and we'll have fun.
Right. Well, you know, and I love the Hard Rock Hotel. Absolutely love it. It's one of my, you know, like most amazing hotels. And I got taken care of really, really good because I got there before the rest of my webcam studio got there and the rest of the girls. And so I was there, I think I was there like 2 days before everybody else. And one of the event planners, I'm not going to say his name because I don't know if he, you know, would appreciate that. But he took care of me, like, so amazing and made sure that I had, you know, an amazing room. And, oh, my gosh, I just, you know, kudos to everybody that works the Hard Rock because they really took care of all of us stars. I mean, it was definitely a great time for me when I was there. But my only downfall, okay, not only because you know, the rooms are so divided the way they have their convention center set up, but it's the fact that it wasn't on the strip. You know, it kind of sucked because then I had to have someone go with me at all times. And shout out to my 321 company. They are amazing. They freaking took care of me. Like, oh my gosh, took me around everywhere. They are the freaking best. Flint and Mr. C, these guys are absolutely amazing. They are an upcoming production company, which I'll be doing some work with. So the guys are going to like that one.
Hey, shout out. I have no problem giving them a shout out.
I'm telling you. And oh, you have to, because when you're starting out, it takes everybody who's starting out, you know, to get their name out there, you know, with other people. So, like, with me giving a shout-out to 321, it is something I have to do because they're really close friends of mine also. So, shout-out to my boys at 321.
321, call me. You could be on my show too, sweetie. I don't discriminate.
Oh, yeah, I'll send you their info. Oh, you'll love them. They're
I
fun.
I interview everybody.
Yeah.
So, 321,
okay, it's on.
Look me up, sweetie.
Yes.
But also, you know, like I said, we've been talking, and a lot of my questions you've actually answered because, you know, we have this girl talk, and I get you one-on-one. But is there anybody, I know that as far as doing porn, you're fairly new, but, you know, sometimes everybody ain't as clean as they should be, and I don't know how to word it, but have you ever, since you've been in, had to kind of either step back or say, I ain't doing that dick or that pussy because it's nasty? You know, you might not use those exact words, but.
Oh, no, I did use those exact words. I'm not going to say.
I don't want to know names, but, you know, have you.
Oh, no, I'm not going to use any names because I don't. That's one thing I will never, ever do is because, you know, when somebody does something bad or something that's uncool, you know, karma bites you in the ass or in the cock or in the vagina, you know. So. One of my things is I had somebody that wanted to shoot with me, and I – oh, my gosh. Oh, I hate dirty pussy. And I –
ladies,
gosh,
listen up. She don't like nasty pussy. Do the douche before, after, 20 times.
No, it's not even that. It's like you know if you got a dirty vagina. Like, seriously, you know if your vagina is dirty. I mean, and a man knows. Oh, exactly. And a man knows if they're putting their cock in a dirty vagina. So it's like, guys, seriously, if you know you're going to be, like, out there and you're fucking a vagina and you even get close to it and there's a smell, you better just run as far as you can fucking run. And do not put your freaking dilly dabber inside of that hole.
I'm going to use that name, dilly dabber.
Dilly
like
dabber.
That. Dilly dabber. Dab a little here, dab a little here, dab a little there. I like that.
Although I will say, you know, when you do anal, it's a little, you know, that's not the cleanest hole of all, but, you know.
But
hey,
you can clean
that's
it ahead of time also. I mean, you,
exactly.
You can
exactly. But yeah, I've experienced, you know, dirty vaginas, and I experienced a gentleman when I shot one of my scenes that was a little new, and he wasn't quite sure as to what he was doing and needed a little help in the cock hardening department. So he had put a numbing agent on his cock. And
are you?
I seriously wanted to kill him. Like, my vagina was so fucking numb. Like, and my lips, because I gave him a beat, because, you know, you got to do the BJ, you got to do all this certain, you know, little things you do. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? I'm like, who puts numbing agent on their cock? You know, whatever. If that's what you got, take a fucking pill. If you know you're not going to be able to keep it hard for the next, you know, 1 to 6 hours while shooting a scene, well, then take a pill. Don't put shit on your goddamn cock. Who does that? Especially
well,
when it's got to go in my mouth and my vagina.
Apparently the person was working with you, so he numbed your ass up.
Oh, boy. I'm telling you what, all those new guys out there ready to shoot, if you cannot keep your cock hard, take a pill. Do not put anything on your cock, especially without telling the girl, because who knows? I could have been, like, deathly allergic to that shit.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the...
I've got a pill, too.
But when it comes to the dirty vaginas, because, you know, I've done a few cam shows with girls, and there was a certain person up in North County that I had worked with or was going to work with. Or no, wait. No, I did. I worked with her just for a little bit. I'm not going to say her name. But I swear to Lord, my face got not even a foot next to her vagina. And I was like, well, I can't work with you. And she's like, what do you mean? I said, you better go to the doctor. I said, that just does not work for me.
Okay, well, you know, I'm going to ask another question because apparently we know that the nasty pussy and dick is a problem for you.
Exactly.
Which it should be for everybody. I ain't going to say just for you. It should be for everybody. But, you know, since you've been doing cam shows, and like we did, you touched on this when you were talking, but being that you are in Cali, when you leave the house, and I asked everybody because being in Porn Valley, I know that, you know, people assume that you guys get recognized everywhere. I found out firsthand that y'all don't because I've had a chance to get down there and hang out with some people. But when you go out, because everybody doesn't realize Porn Valley is just a term that you use. They don't realize that it's not a particular city.
Right, and I'm not even anywhere. I'm like 3 to 3.5 hours south of where everybody up there is. I'm all the way down in deep San Diego. I'm like close to Tijuana. I'm like by the Mexican border.
All righty then. But you know,
get me some street tacos.
Well, you know, they'll look on there because everybody says, I'm in Porn Valley, and they assume. And like I said, I've had a chance to be out there. So I know that when they're in Porn Valley, they're basically just saying that they're there in Cali, not so much as they might. It's kind of a way for them to say, I'm in California versus they're all over. But being, and especially now that you're closer to San Diego, which I know where that is, it's beautiful down there too.
I love it, absolutely.
And being that when you leave the house, do people recognize you? Because I've heard people say that they've been stalked, you know, they'll be in a store and people be chasing them around.
You know what's so funny is I have been recognized more in San Diego than I have anywhere else. And, like, I was out to dinner one night and this was, hold on one second. I'm in the middle of an interview. I was out. My washer and dryer is getting delivered right now, so they're like, they want to talk to you.
Just like hell no. Like
normal life. this is like normal life here. Anyway, so I'm out to dinner, and this was, oh my gosh, when did I fracture my foot? Like 10 weeks ago. It'll be 10 weeks on Sunday, or this upcoming Sunday. And so I'm out to dinner at this nice, fabulous place downtown San Diego, the steakhouse, and I come home the next day, and after I went to the emergency room for my foot, and which is a story, I'm in the middle of an interview. You know what I'm going to do is I'm going to jump through the door, and I'm going to go, like, knock some people out.
Well, you know what, sweetie?
Anyway.
I was going to say, if you want to, we can go to a break, and you could talk to them for a second, and, you know, we could come back.
Okay, do that, because they're dropping off my washer and dryer right now, and I want to make sure they know what the hell they're doing.
Well, you know what? We'll take a five-minute break, and I'll talk to some of my listeners, and I'll come back to you, and I'll put you on hold. How about that?
Oh, so I love you, girl. Okay, I'll be right back.
Don't hang up. I'm just going to put you on hold, sweetie.
Okay.
And, you know, as they say, this is the beauty of doing a telephone interview. We have fun with our guests. And, you know, we do have to respect that there are certain things going on. And you guys know that we still have the topic of this week, you know, about friends and what do you call a friend. And I know that some of you have been listening, and I hope you guys are enjoying the interview with Sammy, because this is one of my good friends. And when I say friends, I should say, yeah, booby friends. I could touch them, talk to her. And I would love to hear what you guys are thinking. And I see my guests in the chat room, and I just want to welcome you and thank you. You know, you could be switched from a guest to be able to actually talk to me in that chat room. All you have to do is sign up to be one of my followers. And even if you don't follow me, you could actually still sign up on Blog Talk Radio. Yes, I'm giving that shout out for Blog Talk. You don't have to follow me to be on the Blog Talk Radio, but if you do sign up to have an account with them, you get a chance to chat with any and every host that's on Blog Talk and listen to the different shows and have input, because sometimes we don't want to be on the air. Everybody doesn't want to call in and make a comment. So that's a way for you to have a conversation, and it's a way for you to be able to interact with me, because if you have a question, I want to be able to ask it, and that's the beauty. Sometimes you have questions that we just don't know about, or you may be too shy because you don't want anybody to know your face or your name. And I just tell everybody, I love it all, you know. I'm going to ask any and everything. And for anybody who just tuned in to listening, we are interviewing the beautiful, sexy, fabulous cam girl, Sammy Brooks. We just had to take a small break because she has some things going on. But, you know, I always love it when I get a chance to take a break because it allows me to come back to you and get up close and personal. And remember, I'm doing a live sex toy demo, and my demo this week is the Squill. If you don't know what the Squill is an oral sex toy, and it actually is promoted as an oral sex toy. And this one is a whole bunch of tongues that's going to be hitting the hell out my damn clit in my pussy tonight. And I'm going to have fun with this. And I know that everybody's like, bitch, just go to the sex toy demo. Well, I can't because I'm exhausted after I do that demo. That's a lot of energy. Now, what I will tell you is that we have so much fun with it. And I love my guests. But like I said, if you're listening and you're just tuning in and saying, why is she talking? I thought she was interviewing somebody. I am interviewing somebody. I'm interviewing the oh-so-sexy, beautiful Sammy Brooks. But I want you to also come back next week because next week's show is all about Ms. V and me acknowledging my listeners and my support team. And you get to ask me questions and we get to talk about Exotica and we get to talk about the sexy ladies that are going to be there. And we get to have fun. So get your questions together and tell everybody, get your questions ready for me because next week I will be a semi-open book. I'm not going to say a full open book, but I will be a semi-open book, which means that if you got any questions about me, be it relationship questions, be it sex questions, be it about toys, be it that you just want to talk about the bullshit that's going on in your respective city or the nonsense, next week is going to be that week because I'm going to be preparing for Exotica, so it's not fair to any guests I'm going to have to bring them on, so we're taking that break for a little us time. This show will be about my support team, my supporters, my followers, the people who have given me that advice on how to do things, Don Calypso, who I know is still listening, who thank you, sweetie, because when you're in that chat room and I think I'm off base or something, you really keep me on point. You know, I appreciate that. And, you know, that's another Blog Talk Radio host who's up in there, and he keeps me on point. And I love when, you know, people keep me, as they say, in the right direction or tell me to breathe or shoot it over to me because I have no problem letting it be known that this is what I need. But while we're waiting on Miss Brooks to come back, I'm going to give you guys a little bit of that pussy control since, you know, we've been talking about pussy for a minute, and I'm going to come back. So I'm not going to give you the full time of it, but I'm going to give you just a little bit longer of it so we could give her time to get back to us.
Gentlemen, boys, and motherfucking girls, this is your captain with no name speaking, and I'm here to your world with a tale that will soon be classic about a woman you already know. No prostitute she, but the mayor of your brain, pussy control. A schoolyard, a little girl skipping rope with a friend. A tisket, a task, and no lunch in her basket. Just school books for the fight she would be in one day over this hoodie. She got beat for some clothes and a rep. With a chin up, she stole it all, you all smoted. When I'm rich on your neck, I will step. And step she did to the straight A's. Then college, the master degree. She hired the heifers that jumped her and made every one of them work for free. No, why? So, what if my sisters are trifling? They just don't know. She said mama didn't tell them what she told me. Girl, you need pussy control.
Okay, people, we are back. We took a brief break, and if you're just now tuning in, you are on the air with Miss V the Toy Lady and the beautiful and the sexy Miss Sammy Brooks. Welcome back, baby.
Thank you, darling. Sorry about that. You know, joys of moving.
Well, that's all right. That's why it's the beauty of having a host who understands that and saying we could take a little break. You know,
I know, right?
We had some pussy control going, you know, since we've been talking about the pussy. Why not let them listen? You know, maybe I can get some people Oh, you know that I do a live sex toy demo at the end of my show. So, you know, since we took a little break, I got to ask you a question.
Yes, darling.
Or prepare you. At the end of all my interview questions, I'm going to take you to I'm taking you to the V-spot. And just so you'll know what the V-spot is, that's where I do the unscripted, unfiltered questions. I get kind of all up in your nasty business, you know.
Nice.
Oh, I get real nasty with you, you know.
Oh, that's okay. I can handle you.
Like I said, we're not going to the V-spot yet, you silly. But we're going there. So, you know, you're trying to take me off my square, baby. I'm not going there.
No, no, no. I'm keeping you on script. We're on script. Focus. Pussy factor focus. Pussy factor focus.
But, you know, before we get any further, how can all my listeners contact you? Because I don't want to forget to do that, because we got to tell them how they could find you, how they could contact you. So why don't you give us that information before I get back into some of these questions?
Oh, my goodness. You know, all they have to do is close their eyes, break out the lube, and stroke, and I will appear behind their eyelids like a baseball game.
Okay. No.
No, all my sex monsters and sex monstresses, you can find me on my webcam. It's sammy_brooks.cammodels.com, and that's on StreamMate. And my Twitter is SammyBrooks69, and my Facebook is also SammyBrooks69. So you can get me on there, and, you know, I do emails back and forth with all of my sex monsters, you know, and my cam shows are unbelievable. They're so entertaining and fun, and just, I'm not your typical cam model whatsoever. It's always fun and inviting.
Well, you're not the typical anything.
And, right?
And, you know, you know me, I've got pictures of you posted. I don't know if you had a chance to go to the homepage.
Of course I did.
You know, so one of the questions I want to ask you about is, you know, you've already talked about it, but, you know, you've got that cute little pug. I mean, does he do all your photo shoots with you? Because I saw a whole lot of pictures. I just have one of them, but I saw quite a few pictures. But, you know, that beautiful little pug, does he go everywhere with you?
You know, the only time he doesn't go with me is when I fly somewhere, because now he's, I think he's up to about 25 pounds.
Ooh.
And unless I have somebody who's actually going to privately commute me through the air, I don't think they're going to let me put him on the plane with me. I mean, I think I can buy him a seat, but yeah, he typically goes everywhere with me. I mean, he's sitting here right now in front of me sucking on his teddy bear. So yeah, he's a spoiled little shit. Seriously, he's my baby.
Like I said, you could tell, because it's like, when you see the pictures, it's like, damn, okay, lights, camera, action, I'm on, you know.
Oh, he knows, too. Whenever, like, when I tweet a picture of him or whatever, I'm like, okay, photo op, and he lifts his head and sticks his tongue out. He is a splitting image of me. I mean, I tell you, only he's got fur and four legs.
Oh, my God. Well, like I said, I've seen so many pictures of him. I'm like, you know, I'm sure most people don't ask, but I'm asking about the pug because he is cute. You know, he is really
cute.
Mm-hmm. And,
you know, he's very smart.
And another thing, like you have answered so many questions, and like I said, I love it when my guests, you know, answer my questions before I ask them, because it makes it so easy. Oh, my God, it makes it so easy. You know, but it also makes us have so much fun. But,
well, you know, I've been having a lot of fun. Oh, go ahead, honey.
But one of the questions I wanted to ask you is, you know, you talked about, you've made it clear to let everybody know that you are single. But how tall? Because everybody I meet seems to be, you know, either I'm just short as hell and don't realize that I have no height whatsoever. But all you ladies, and the men I met, you know, it's not just ladies, but especially ladies, are tall. So my question is, how tall are you?
I'm just under 5'7", but whenever you see me, I have on my big-ass stripper shoes, so I'm about 6'3 or 6'4 when I put those shoes on.
Because I'm like,
this phone is about to die.
All for me. I'm like, you know, and lately when you see me, I've had heels on, so I'm like, damn, I got heels on. I'm still towering over my ass.
That's so funny. Yes, I do. I totally tower over everybody.
And like I said, you have answered so many of my questions, but, you know, I always have more questions for my people because that's what I do. So,
right.
Yeah. And
well, you bring them on, sister, because I got answers.
Well, so one of the things, and I want you to explain this to me because I put this out to myself because I had to make notes. Never can not do somewhere. I'm making notes. But one of the notes I made to myself is I read somewhere, and I don't know if it was in your bio that I read or maybe I was checking out someplace else because, like I said, I try to get as much information as possible on anybody I'm talking to, even if I know you. But
right.
I have a note to myself to ask you about mofos.
Yes.
So can you explain? Okay, I am naive, and I was like, what is mofos? And I'm going to ask her about it. So I put this little note to myself to ask you because I'm sure a lot of other people, if they don't know what it is, would like to know also.
Well, let's just say the Mofo site is a very interesting, yummy site that's affiliated with Brazzers. And it's basically their MILF who do interracial site. And, you know, when I shot with them, at first I got a little bit of black. Oh, my gosh, I got a little blacklash.
Oh my god,
that was like totally appropriate for that. I got a little backlash from a few of my sex monsters because they're like, oh my god, I just totally watched you get fucked by a black guy. And I'm like, okay, and black cock's different than any cock. I'm like, as long as that shit is hard and keeps me horny, I don't give a fuck if it's Chinese, black, it's whatever. I don't give a fuck. As long as you can keep my vagina happy and my ass happy and my mouth happy, I'm in like Flynn. So, but the Mofo site is an amazing MILF like a black site to go watch. And there's a lot of sexy biatches on that site. A lot. And that was a fun one that I did because I actually shot with John, who is a very, very, you know, well-known, award-winning actor in the industry. Mm-hmm. And he's so sweet and so much fun. I had a great time working with him, you know, and he knows how to fuck. I'll just say that.
Okay. John, if you're listening, there's your shout-out for the fuck. You
oh,
know.
Boy. Yeah.
You know, I might have to
John has good cock.
I was going to say, I might have to do a segment called Dick of the Week.
That is a fabulous idea. There you go.
I think I might have to put that out there.
I like that. Yeah.
Do the Dick of the Week. You know, and maybe
meaning that in a good way.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'll be like, damn.
You could do your weekly cock talk. There you go. Weekly cock talk.
Okay. I hope my assistant, sweetie, if you're listening, can you take these notes for me?
Hey.
You know. Seriously, you know, a weekly cock talk and dick of the week.
There you go.
To go to, you know, something for me to do. You know, I take my ideas from everybody. I don't discriminate because, you know, I have been put up there. You know, everybody who's listening, I'm still looking for a co-host. That co-host will be starting sometime this summer. You got to be able to interact with me, deal with the nonsense. Be comfortable on the radio and know how sometimes to keep your damn mouth shut, you know.
Right. Well, because, you know, I co-host on cyberstationusa.com/last call. And they do a lot more. It's not all just sex related, you know. And so I'm interviewing, you know, professional fighters last Friday, and I'm having to bite my tongue because I researched these guys, and a couple of these professional fighters are fucking hot, and I'm like, oh my god, I just want to talk about fucking you, and I can't do that.
Well, regardless of who I interview, somehow I interject sex into it. I have yet to do an interview without interjecting sex into it, and I kind of prepare all my guests.
Well, Chris,
you know, I'm the two lady, so I'm going to somehow talk about sex. Be prepared.
And I do, and, you know, and Chris, he'll intervene, like, if I start saying something that's a little too sexual. He's like, okay, I'm going to come in with another question now. It's so freaking hilarious, but I love it. I'm having a lot of fun with it. So, and I'll, you know, gladly be your, you know, little co-host every once in a while if you want some extra added sexy fun there, sister.
And you know what? I will probably maybe take you up on that offer, because then we'll have the East Coast and West Coast together, and then they'll really be like,
right.
Oh.
Yeah, well, see, and that's what's going on is my radio show that I co-host with right now, they're on the East Coast also.
Yeah, and you know what? And people always laugh that they're like, why do you always post the East Coast and the West Coast time? I'm like, because most of my interviews are out of Cali, so I have to let people know. And it's also for
right.
the person I'm interviewing so that they don't get confused and think that it's 9 p.m. their time when I'm like, no, it's 6 p.m. your time that the show goes on.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, as they say, we won't get confused. I had a guest about a month or so ago got a little bit confused with the time, and they put out a time that I didn't put out, and we were on two different time zones. So now I've got
right.
to the point where I kind of let all my guests know if they're in a different time zone. Here, this is where you're going to be. So
right, and I've done that too when I've done interviews. And it's so funny that you say that, because a lot of my interviews are done from the East Coast. And so, you know, I make sure to tell them, hey, you know, if you're going to post this tweet, make sure you post the exact time, you know, my time, your time, so all my fans can see it. So that way when I retweet it, they know, oh, okay, at least I know when to freaking log in and call in and whatnot.
Well, your fans probably said that I was a freak. They probably said, please, bitch, quit tweeting this weekend. You know, I get the message
you
from
know
you.
What?
Like,
nobody said anything. No, the only reason why I was like, oh, my God, I can't read anybody's tweets. What? And at first I was like, is there something wrong with my Twitter?
And then you said, it's this half of tweeting every damn body. But that's how I get out there, because what I do is I find, you know,
right.
I know that you have your fans. Now, tell everybody, if you come on my show, and I probably should have prepared you, I'm going to go to your page, and I'm going to hit your fans, because everybody who, like one person who is actually following you apparently didn't know who the hell you was, because they responded, well, who is she? And I'm thinking, damn it, you follow her. That's how I know, you know. What do you mean, who is she? You
that
just
is
randomly follow
so
people?
Funny. No, I saw that, and I went and I looked, and I'm like, are you kidding me? And
so
I didn't even, you know, I just left it.
I didn't
respond. I was
respond
like, I'm so not going to respond
like,
to this.
Follow her. You know, because I'm sure you realize, oh, she's actually hitting people who follow me so that they'll know. Because I figure if they follow you, like I follow a lot of people, but if somebody were to tweet me and say, this person is doing something, I would have to go to see who I'm following to see.
Right.
And when this person said that, I was like, wow, who is she? And we'll be nice. We won't call out the person's Twitter name, but baby, if you're listening, this is Sammy Brooks. Sammy, this is the person.
Right, right.
See, she has big breasts and a beautiful voice, baby. So you can, you know, keep on top of her timeline. Not dogging you out, just letting you know, Sammy, meet your follower. Follower, meet Sammy. Oh, I'm going to hear.
That is so funny. Yeah, I couldn't believe that they had tweeted that, though. I was like, wow, okay, wait, you're following me. But then, okay.
Like, okay, you know. And like I said, I'm sure I'm hearing it, but let me introduce you to her. I couldn't respond to it. All I could do was say, okay.
I didn't even respond. I was like, ah, screw it. I'm not even going to waste my time. I'm like, you know, if my, you know, my, it was funny, you know, but the true fans that I have, you know, they come into my chat rooms, you know, and they talk to me and they're like, oh my God, I just saw your latest scene. You know, this is absolutely amazing. You suck cock so good, you know, and then they'll actually go on my Twitter and start tweeting me. So those are my true fans. You know, the ones that I've acquired over the last few years, it's like, or I think I've only been on Twitter like a year, year and a half, you know. So it's like those people that I've acquired that don't even, you know, they don't even tweet me anymore, which is, you know, whatever. It just shows that, you know, they're following me, I'm following them. But my true fans are the ones that actually tweet to me or, you know, go on my Facebook and leave a comment, you know, and those are the true fans, the ones that are actually there with you all the time.
Yeah, and like I said, I thought it was funny. I thought that was kind of cute. I was
it
like,
was
oh.
funny. I was like, huh?
So we both had to, you know, like,
yeah.
You just randomly follow people. You know, but it's kind of funny. Some people do just randomly follow people because, you know, Twitter within the past year or so has started saying they recommend people, and a lot of times they'll
mm-hmm.
recommend you follow somebody, and some people, because they just want to do whatever, they'll go follow, 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 and not really look at who
exactly.
they're following. And I, on the other hand, you
right.
know, I'm very selective of who I follow, because I want to know what's going on. And if I'm following a person, even if I don't tweet them, I'll go to their timeline sometimes, or I'll click on them to say, hey, what's going on? Because sometimes a person will actually go black on Twitter. And I've had people that I follow go black on Twitter, you know, for almost a year. And I'll be like, okay, do I want to continue to follow them? And sometimes I'll continue to follow just because sometimes they go black of their doing of their own, and then they come back and say, hey, I'm back. So I know that, you know, I haven't gone black. Every time I think I'm going to go black, I'll be like, okay, let me just stay up on here and annoy some people. You know, and it's, actually it's fun because I've had, I have been called some of everything on Twitter. I've had people send me tweets saying, don't tweet me no more, you know, and yes, I don't like you. And I'm like, I don't care, you know. I don't even feed into it. I don't respond back to the tweets. I look at them and I laugh.
Right. That's one thing I never respond into is negativity. And I don't know if you've noticed, like, in the past 3 weeks, there's been some major Twitter wars going on between porn stars and webcam models, or like webcam model to webcam model, porn star to porn star. And
you know, I think that's nonsense. I don't understand because
it is. It truly is. It's the most nonsense thing ever because when you're, you know, this is a social network for positivity, to build your business, to build your name, to build your brand. And when these other people come in there and are hating, and when you actually feed into that hate and negativity, all it does is bring in more negativity from the rest of these people. And that's why I tell girls, you know, they'll send me a DM or they'll email me and they'll say, Sammy, what do I do? This person is talking so much shit about me. And I'm like, ignore it.
Ignore it.
Smile.
You know?
Yeah, smile. Say something positive. Like I, you know, I posted a tweet the other day, and it was a positive tweet from Jesse Jackson. And it was an amazing
tweet. I
think
I saw that.
Yeah. Do you realize I had people, they were just talking crap, and I ignored every single one of them. And I just posted, I said, listen, I said, if you don't like the tweets that I tweet, then, you know, don't respond to it. Just leave it alone and let it go. I'm like, just because you don't like this certain person that I'm, you know, tweeting a quote from doesn't mean you have to hate on me, because I am a positive person from the time I wake up until the time I go to bed, and that's just how my life works.
Well,
which a lot of people hate on.
I don't hate on it because, you know what, every time I see you have a smile, I mean, you have a smile with a drink in your hand. You have a smile on a white dress. You have a smile with pasties on. You know, you have a smile when you're talking to me. You know, you have a smile when you send me that text message. It's like, babe, you're blowing up my timeline. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. You're like, oh, it's okay. You know, I'm like, I'm just promoting this show. You know, and it's just like,
oh my God.
That, you know, it's like everything, you know, you can feel the positiveness of you come through. You know, it's not like, what are you doing?
Right.
You know, you kind of make it lighthearted, and it's just like, wow, you know.
Oh, and I always do. I don't ever want anything to be, you know, on a negative note with me. It's like, you know, everything I do in my life is to, you know, if I can take a cam girl or an upcoming porn star, you know, and build their business and make their life, you know, better within 1 minute of talking to me, I will do that every day till the day I die.
Well,
that's what life's about.
Well, that is self-fair. Well, you know, I still got about 2 more questions, and we're going to the V-spot.
Yeah.
My other question, you know, I am the toy lady, and I ask everybody this question. What is your favorite toy?
The rabbit.
The rabbit?
I broke 4 of them last year.
You know,
I went through 4 rabbits.
Now, you're talking about the Waskley rabbit or just the regular rabbit?
It was the one that I had. Well, I had 3 different ones that I bought, and 2 of them were the jackrabbit.
Okay. See,
and
I think I'm pushing everybody away from those and putting them over to the I'm serious because, you know what, I tell everybody, I have nothing against any of the toys. You know, a lot of people use the Waskley rabbit, and they love it, but because I have such a high sex drive, the Dreammaker has a rabbit on it. So I always tell everybody, you know, you get the Dreammaker. I sold it, and I had the person who I bought it from call in, talking about how much her husband was thanking me for selling that to her. You know, we got to hook up, you know. But
well, you know what we need to do? We need to hook up your toys on my page, and I'm getting ready to launch my website, which I'm not going to say the address yet because I don't want people Exactly. So I'm meeting with my web designer this upcoming week, and I have a lot of fabulous things going on with that. Oh, as well as another shout-out to my zipperlist.com, which is my XXX social network. Yeah. Oh, and, you know, go on there and post the pics of your toys and all that stuff, and let's get that shit on there, because there's too many crazy sexy bitches on that on my zipper list that would love to be buying up your toys, girl.
And you know what? I'm on there. Me and Oliver talk, and, you know, shout out to Oliver, you know.
I know. I love my Oliver. He's my buddy.
He got me on zipper list, and it was like as soon as I posted your picture, it's like, hell yeah, you know. Everybody was like, yes. You know, so shout out to
Oliver. I love my Oliver and my zipper.
And he's a great guy, you know. It was. You know, I like when I meet the people that I talk to, so that I'm not saying, well, who the hell is this, you know? And he sent me the invite, and, you know, I'm like, I don't want to be on another damn dating site. And, you know, I was like, well, you know, I'm doing it to promote the business. I've only had one person.
And then when you go on there and you see it, it's not a dating site. It's freaking, it's a Facebook of porn.
It's like so crazy on there, because I did have somebody send me a message. And, baby, if you're listening to my show, I'm sorry, sweetie, but I don't meet people. I just sell toys, but... thanks for the I just sell toys. I don't meet people.
She sells toys and interviews sexy men and women.
Yeah, but this person, you know, did a private message, very respectful, no disrespect, you know, and I did appreciate that they weren't disrespectful or anything, you know. They was like,
right,
meet you. How can I meet you? And, you know, they did imply that they wanted to have sex. Baby, I'm sorry. I just don't do that.
Oh, my gosh. Could you imagine how many I get on there, especially since I posted on my Twitter? You can email me at my zipperlist.com. And, oh, my goodness, I got inundated with freaking, oh, my God, Sammy, can I please come fuck you? Can I do a cam show with you? I'm like, wow.
You know, Zipperlist is going to be the next. Zipperlist is better than Fuckbook. Anybody who's been on Fuckbook frowns on a lot of the shit too.
You know, my Zipperlist family is absolutely amazing. You know, we're keeping it very classy and fun at the same time. And we're actually getting ready to incorporate people being able to upload their videos.
Yeah,
so,
I was kind of peeping out some of that because they were asking about the different pictures and everything. So I do like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, shout out Zipperlist. I know that it's like, you shout out some everybody, but that tells you how some of us have contacts within the same industry of people
exactly.
That we know and how we interact with each other, you know. And, you know, now it's time for me to take you.
I
get you to. You know.
Oh, we're going to get a little naughty.
Yeah, you know, this is all unscripted. You know, I've been doing good tonight, but, you know, I'm taking you to the V-spot. So are you ready, sweetie?
I am ready for the V-spot, sister. Bring it on.
Okay. One of my questions for you, and like I said, these are not scripted. This is just a shot off my head. Now, you know, you are a very beautiful, sexy woman. And, you know, and like I said, I'm going to get personal. Real personal. Are they real or are they implanted?
These were really paid for 13 and a half years ago.
Because they're nice.
Yeah, and I'm getting ready. You know, I just moved, which was a big chunk of change. So boobies will be put on hold for another few months, but they do have to come out and new ones have to go in. Kind of like clap on, clap off.
So you're going to keep them the same?
Flap in, flap out.
Are you going to keep them the same size, or are you going to go out there?
Actually, no, and a lot of my fans...
You're perfect the way you are. I don't think you need
a lot of fans are going to hate me. You know, it's not that they're going to be bigger, but they're going to be up a little higher. So it's going to be more like new implants with a lift.
Hey,
so, I'm going to be 42 this year. I mean, for fuck's sake, I'm not 29 anymore, even though I act like it.
And again, just like you and Starla, I'm jealous of both of you, Heffa. So I'm so jealous. When I grow up, I want to look like you too. You know how old I am, right?
No, I don't.
44.
Are you off?
Yes, I am.
Oh, then shut the hell up. You look fucking amazingly fabulous for your age. So I'm going to titty slap you next time I see you, girl.
Why do you think I'd be like, oh my God, you guys are so beautiful? You know, I'm like that little fan that gets to walk up and slap the titties, or like what they do when we were out there. I was like, I gotta touch the boobies, and everybody's like, are you kidding me? And you're like, she could touch the boobies. You can't. I know, right?
Well, and it's so funny, especially, you know, like when I was at my, because I was at two different booths signing. Again, I think every convention I do, I'm like at two or three different booths every time I go. And, you know, I'd have be at one booth, and I'd get just bombarded with guys, and they just wanted to touch. I'm like, no. I'm like, but, you know, I would let them respectfully touch, but not to where, you know, it was something that was, you know, disrespectful. Like in Germany, when I was talking about doing that show, oh, they don't care in Europe. Anything goes in Europe. I did a squirting show in Europe.
Ooh.
With Carolyn Fox. Yeah, at the booth. So in Europe, anything goes. Now, could you imagine what it would be like here at the AVNs if that shit happened?
Well, it happened. I did it. Not at the AVNs.
You did?
But I went, see, you have to really follow some of my tweets. Because while we were in Vegas, I don't know if you've met, I don't know if you've met Poppy Chulo, but he was out there. He has a radio show out of Miami. And I got a chance to go with him to go see Thunder from Down Under. And
oh, nice.
they have this fake orgasm contest. And naturally, you know, he did an interview with them, so they knew who I was before I got there. So I'm my stupid butt, you know, I'm trying to be classy and sexy, you know, being Miss V. And I'm sitting back there, and they're like, who's going to be brave? And I'm like, I didn't know it was a fake orgasm contest. Call me up on the set. You know, I'm like, hell, I'm brave. You know, I'm sober. It's the first night. I'm sober, so I'm not even drunk. Call me up on the stage. And, you know, there's these two other young ladies. One was all of 21, probably never had a real orgasm in her life. And he goes through the three of us, asking us our names and everything, and he gets to me, and he's like, is that your real name or your porn name? And, you know, my stupid ass comes out, both. You know, what the hell you expect me to say? I'm walking around with the damn wristband on, and it's obvious, you know, I already knew Poppy Chulo had told them a little bit about me because he was allowed to bring a guest with him after the interview. So we get up there, right. And my ass, at the end, they get to me, and my crazy ass is up there, and I don't believe in fake orgasms. So he told me I could touch anything but his hair, so I grind it all up on his ass and fucking squirt it by mistake. I was just like,
oh, my gosh.
I was more mad about my damn shoes because I had on cloth shoes. I had on these beautiful crocheted shoes that went with my crocheted dress. So I was more pissed.
Oh,
I'm like,
God.
It's like, woo, and I'm like, fuck. They got it so at the Luxor today.
Oh, my gosh. That is so funny. Oh, I love it. Well, that's why I have to be so careful when I'm during my cam shows, because I literally, one of my sex monsters and his wife, they bought me a squirt-proof blanket. And so I put down this squirt, it's through, oh, gosh, I forgot the name of it.
I know who it is.
Yeah. Okay, so I, you know, I have to put, yeah, so I have to put that shit down before I start my cam show, because it gets intensely wet in my room, you know, and the last person I had yummy sex with, he was like, are you fucking kidding me? And I'm like, sorry, I told you it was going to get wet in here.
Okay, since we're talking about squirting, my next question.
Yes.
Since
bring it on, sister.
It's obvious that you're bisexual. You know, if nobody has peeked out the conversation, it's obvious that she's bisexual. So my question to you, you know, when you're going down on that kitty cat, do you like for them to squirt in your mouth, or do you just like to play it and make it squirt?
I don't like it on my face or in my mouth.
No.
Only because I, and which is, you know, which is crazy, is I love when a man comes on my face and when I get a taste of man's cum. But when I'm with a girl and they squirt, I don't know what it is. I'm not into it getting on my face. I don't know why.
You know,
but when a man comes, I'm all over it.
It's probably that thought of, you know, we have to, it's a mental thing, because that's
when
I think so. You know, because you associate it with pee, and you know that it's not pee. You know,
exactly.
So
and
you're not into
that's
being
one of the
peed
misconceptions
on.
Of everybody. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
So,
yeah.
You know.
I'm used to you know, I'm used to the semen coming out of the man's cock. And so when I see that, you know, which one of my best facials was from mompov.com, oh, my God. He came, so it looked like three men came on my face, and my eyes were open. And I swear to Lord, my contacts, I think, glued to my eyeballs.
Yeah,
I was like, literally,
that day.
I'm like, oh my God, right afterwards, I'm like, dude, my eyes were open. He's like, I'm so sorry. I said, it's all right. I said, just finish. Let her out. Let her blow.
And, you know, like I said, I'm getting all up in it. And I'm going back to the pussy. You know, this is my talk. So do you like, how do you, okay, I'm just going to quit trying to be fucking politically correct. I'm talking to myself now.
Yeah, just fucking say it.
You know,
say it, sister.
You like the shit, landing strip, shaved, or hairy?
You mean on women?
Yeah.
I don't like a hairy vagina because, to me, I feel like I'm going down on something to forestry for me, and I'm not in the forest industry, so please, ladies, mow your fucking lawn. Landing strip, I'm...
Oh, my goodness.
Landing strip, I'm okay with. Yeah, but when it, and you know, just keep it clean, because when my tongue goes between those pussy lips, I do not want, you know, if I want dental floss, I will go to the store and buy it. I'm just saying.
And what, you know what, you've hit a little bit on it, but what is your favorite position? I mean, do you like missionary? Do you like anal? Yeah, I'm asking all of them in one, so you could variety.
Well, you know, my favorite position, because I'm an oral queen, I love sucking cock, I love sucking clit, you know, I love really getting into the person I'm with. You know, like when I'm shooting a scene with somebody, I make it feel like that person is there. Whoever's watching, I want them to feel like they are actually there, right, you know what I mean? So, like, when I'm sucking on that cock or licking that girl's clit, it's like I want that person to actually feel it, feel that moment, and close their eyes and say, oh, my fucking God. You know, that's the best. So 69 is definitely by far my favorite, but I am an anal queen. When I'm with somebody, I want to be fucked in the ass. I mean, It's crazy. I love to be fucked in the ass. And I had a guy, actually, this is years ago, he told me he couldn't do it. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? He didn't like to have it. Yeah. He didn't like to fuck me in the ass, and he didn't like to have his cock sucked. And I said, we are so not going to work out. I said, this is over for me.
I have never heard of that. I mean, a man don't like his dick sucked? Wow. You know, I could.
That's exactly what I said.
Oh, you know what? I have a caller who has a question for you. They just came in, so we're going to take a question. Okay. Perfect. Hey, baby, what's going on? You're on the air with Sammy and Miss V. How you doing tonight?
Doing good, baby. How are you?
I'm all right. So what's
sexy
your question?
Voice.
Oh, this is a friend of mine.
You know who this is.
Sexy, yummy voice.
20-plus years, friend.
Nice.
What's your question, sweetie?
Well, first off, Sammy, I want to tell you are a very sexy lady.
Oh, thank you, honey.
And just want to make a real quick comment first. I don't mind if a woman squirts on my face. I encourage it.
Well, I will squirt on you all the time.
Now, my sister probably didn't want to know that about me, but that's
you know
that's
what?
All
we're all right. You know, I just had some visuals that I really didn't need to have right now, but we'll be okay.
All the places we have been, I think it's okay.
Well, this
oh my
is
gosh.
People who could say he's actually seen me with my clothes off. So, you know, can you imagine somebody seeing you with your clothes off and not having sex with you, but watching other people?
That has happened.
So...
That
this
has happened, yeah.
The thing is this. V knows that I've got all the respect in the world for her. And whatever capacity she needs, man, I'm going to be there for her.
Yes, this is my bodyguard.
Nice.
I used to do bachelor parties because I do have a past. I used to be a stripper, so this is my personal bodyguard. You know, whenever I had to go do a bachelor party or something, he was right there to make sure nobody got out of order, and he's seen me in plenty of bars doing my thing, and we've been friends literally since high school, so we have grown up together, and we've gone through the trials and tribulations of friends, and he's a big supporter of my show and actually one of my people that I'll be shouting out next week. So, you know, okay. I if you don't have no more questions, baby, I'm going to put you back on hold, but thank you for calling. I love you.
Well, what I did want to know is this. Sam, I tuned in late. Actually, I just walked in the door. Where can I see you besides just Googling you?
Well, if I was on your side of the country, I would be in your bedroom with my clothes on the floor fucking the shit out of you because your voice is so sexy. But since
well,
I can't do that.
And I'll be in Vegas at the end of May, beginning of June. I'm just throwing that
out.
Oh,
are you coming out for Memorial Weekend?
Yeah, so something different, but I got a bowl out that way. So I'll be out in that area.
Got you. Because I've got a couple girls on Twitter that were tweeting me this afternoon, and they want me to come out there for Memorial Weekend and do a bunch of naked pussy play. So I'm like, I think I might have to jump into the vaginas.
Pussy play works
anyway. No, but you can watch me, when I'm on my live webcam at Sammy_Brooks.cammodels.com, which I'll be logging in there probably about 45 to 50 minutes after I log off here. But are you on my Twitter, Honey Buns?
I will
Mr.
be shortly.
Sexy Voice? Well, you better be. God damn it, or I'm going to have to titty slap you with my Sexy V's titties because she's closer to you than me.
I'm not slapping him with no titties.
We have talked about a lot of stuff, V and I have.
I'm not slapping him with no titties.
Things might be inappropriate.
Yeah.
That's my sister.
Man, well, I got to use her titties if I'm not there, so that's just one of the rules.
Yeah.
I'm too far away.
I'm into a lot, but actually I was born in San Diego, so it's cool.
Oh, nice,
but,
nice. I love it here.
I'm quite sure V will get that information to me so I can definitely connect with you.
Oh, definitely. Yes, yes. And I will totally tweet my twat on Twitter to you. Say that five times real
tweeting
fast.
Tweeting your twat is a good thing.
Tweeting your twat is a very, very yummy good thing. Yes.
Tweeting your twat is a delicious thing.
Oh, my goodness.
No, but all right, let me stop.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Much love to both of y'all. Just wanted to call and give my support to my sister. I love her dearly.
I love you too, babe.
All right.
Nice meeting you, sexy.
All right, nice to meet you also.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, you know, that is my little brother. We really do. When I said we go back, that is who I really do consider a true friend. And I always have a question of the week, and I know you didn't get a chance to hear it, but this question, and I put this out to everybody, every week I have a question, and this question was friend, and the definition of friend, and I read the definition, and what do you consider a friend? You know, what is your definition of friend? I've already put out there my definition of friend, and I've given the Merriam-Webster's definition of friend, and how do you define your friend?
My definition of a friend is somebody who is there no matter what happens. If I fall to the bottom like I have before, and I've crawled my way out of that hole, and that person is still there, then you know that's a true friend. No matter what you go through, what you lose, what you gain, what it takes to get to that position in your life, if that person is still there at the end of the day, that's a true friend right there. Because I had people I thought were friends when I had my, you know, my tanning salon and stuff that we were talking about before, and, you know, and I was going to try and buy this house, and then when I lost everything, for some reason, they just kind of disappeared, and especially once I started doing the webcamming, and then I get into the porn, all of my girlfriends from, you know, up in Washington, they just pretty much disown me. And so the ones that I've met in the industry, and, you know, such as yourself and people who I've met, you know, throughout this last 3-year journey of mine, those are my friends. You know, the ones that stick by your side and are there when you're crying your eyes out because something, you know, has happened in your life or, you know, you lost a family member and, you know, and those people listen to you and they pick up the phone and they actually support you 200% no matter what. Those are the people that are your friends. The rest of them, I'll see you later on at the next convention.
I feel you on that. You know, and like I said, I always have a question of the week, you know, and every week I kind of touch on it. And I always like to ask my guests because we never know what people are going to say or how they're going to handle it. So another thing I was talking about this week, and caller, I see you with your hand up. I actually apologize because I'm not going to be able to take no more callers tonight because we're coming to the end of the show. So, sweetie, I apologize. You know, maybe we'll get to you next week. But another thing that we've been talking about this week is that there's been a here in Michigan, there's been a lot of violence. There's and I put out there on Twitter earlier today, killing for the pussy and dick, and is it really that serious? So, you know, and I put out there because it's something that's really bothered me, and I've toned it down for a minute, but, you know.
I don't understand it.
And, you know, I want to know what you thought about that because, you know, there are people out there. Here it's been crazy. In less than a week, there have been three women killed. One was three killed. Four killed as of today. Three of those were murder suicides. One, he blew her away on her front porch. And the other one was an attempted murder where she was one of the lucky ones. She got away and the police intervened. You know, and I just want to know, is it that serious killing over the dick and pussy?
You know, all I can say is if these men are that freaking psychotic and killing over vagina, either these women got some powerful pussies or these men are just fucking psychotic, which obviously they are. And my take on that whole thing is because I went through an issue when I lived in Washington State, and everybody that's listening from Washington State, they know exactly who I'm talking about. You know, the person went to prison, you know, so I've been through that personally. Thank God, you know, I'm here to actually know what it's like to actually deal with a psychotic person like that, you know, and it is so not worth taking somebody's life just because you think in your mind you're in love with this person, or you think in your mind there's nobody else out there, or you think in your mind like, oh my God, what could I ever do to live without, you know, I mean, it's not real. There's something wrong in these people's heads where they think that they have to kill to keep this person, or oh my gosh, I've had my fair share of stalkers. One went to prison, and we're not going to talk about the rest. But, you know, this is another reason why I've stayed single for so long, and I'm going to choose to.
And like I said, you know, that was one of the things I asked this week because I do, you know, I'm sure everybody says, well, we expect you to talk about sex, and we expect you to talk about fucking, and I do hit on the serious subjects because I am a radio host, and as much as I
like
love
the serious
about,
subjects, actually.
You know, I love the dick and the pussy and, you know, talking about it. But this is still the real world. And, you know, I tell everybody, you know, we have to hit on those type of things because I wouldn't be doing my job as an interviewer if I didn't, you know, go to that side of it. You know, I've made it a point I'm not going to stay on the dark side. But I will definitely touch on it, especially if it's something that I feel is prevalent. And like I said, this past week, it's something that has touched a lot of people here in the Metro Detroit area, you know. And I tell people, this is not a black or a white.
I'm scared to come there now, girlfriend.
Well, you know what? Just don't fuck nobody while you're here. You'll be okay. Just don't toss that pussy out. You know, don't toss your pussy at a man. You'll be okay. You know, you can still
no popping the pussy in Detroit.
Yeah, you know.
No pussy popping in Detroit.
Yeah, you know. Keep that shit locked up when you come.
We'll put a chastity belt on me.
And you know I sell those too. I have the lock and key to go with them, just so you'll know.
Oh my gosh, that is so funny. Oh my God, I love it. I might have to get one of those to my cam show just to fuck with the guys.
Hey, you know, me and you have to talk a lot off. You know, couple of months. We've had a crazy past couple of months, but you know, we got each other's number. We know how to contact each other.
Oh hell yeah, sister. We'll be sexting that pussy back and forth.
No, you know, Listen, wild thing. You're not going to take me off my square.
Okay, right. I'm not.
You're such a liar. You are such a sexy liar, you know. I'm just so. You know what?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Okay, we got to give a real quick shout-out to Roderick. He's a massage therapist out there in Detroit where you are. He's like, can you please give me a shout-out on Twitter? Or he's on my Twitter right now because he's listening to the show. Hello, Roderick. I'm reading your tweets right now, honey. He's a therapeutic massage therapist in Detroit, your area.
Yeah, I know who he is. You know, he's a sweet person. But we're down to our last 2 minutes. So one of the things that, you know, I do a live toy demo at the end. So if you want to hold on while I do my demo, because we have 2 minutes left and I got to get this in before they cut me off, or you could go and I want to say thank you, you know. So after I say my thank yous and, you know, tell people how much I love you, if you want to hold on and listen, this week's toy of the week is the squeal tune. And I don't know if you've know about that, but it's like all tongues. It's an oral sex toy. So
nice.
And it's on the homepage. That's this week's featured toy, everybody. So Sammy, I want to thank you, baby, for being my guest tonight. And for everybody who's listening, you know, for those who don't want to hear, because I've got some of my people who at this point of the show, they will turn off because of our relationships, you know. I'm getting ready to do the live sex toy demo of the week, and it's the squeal tune. It is available on the homepage. That is this week's featured product. And, Sammy, I want to thank you. And you're more than welcome to hold while I'm doing my demo, because the show will end after my demo. Or you can listen online.
Well, you know what I'm probably going to do? Because I still have to finish my hair for my cam show. So I'm probably going to turn it up so I can listen to you and listen to you squeal with your new squeal toy.
Okay, well,
we're going to hear the Mrs. V squeal. She's going to be our squealer of the evening.
Okay, well, I thank you, baby, and
love ya.
Thank you, everybody, and it's time for the sex toy demo of the week.
She's going to be a squealer, boys and girls. Watch out.
Okay, everybody, I've got the squeal on. This toy has 3 levels, so as you can hear it, you know, that's my toy. And I've got the speed going, and you get to hear it now, because I'm going to have it lick the hell out of me. Much fun tonight, and oh my god, I enjoyed all my callers. I want to thank my guest, Miss Sammy Brooks, and thank everybody who called in and listened, and I will talk to you guys next week. I hope you had fun as much as I did. I'll talk to you later. Bye.